You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. If you've ever experienced the anxiety of hearing a police siren and seeing flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror, then you can understand how that same scenario could affect someone with a neurodivergent condition who could be triggered in unpredictable ways by such an experience. Cal Poly Humboldt University has taken that into consideration and introduced a solution. It's called the Blue Envelope Program. Joining the exchange to tell us more are my two guests. Cedric Aaron Jr. is the Interim Assistant Advisor for the Campus Disability Resource Center at Cal Poly. Welcome, Cedric.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
And Lieutenant Janelle Jackson is with the University Police Department at Cal Poly. Welcome, Lieutenant Jackson.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Well, let's start with a general overview of each of your roles on the campus. Lieutenant, let's start with you.
Okay. I am the interim lieutenant at Cal Poly Humboldt Police Department. I've been here for 20 years in September, and I oversee the department and work collaboratively with all of the other departments on campus.
Okay. And Cedric, tell me about your role.
Yeah, happy to. So my current role, I am the I'm the Interim Assistant Director of Advising at the Campus Disability Resource Center. I started this position back in May of 2025, and I was also actually on campus in a different role. I was in the Counseling Psychological Services Clinic, practicing as a psychotherapist. I did that for 3 years, and yeah, happy to be back at Cal Poly Humboldt.
So, Cedric, tell me, what is the Blue Envelope Program?
Yeah, what it is a program that involves law enforcement just for folks to let them know that to give officers a cue, whether it's a verbal or a clear visual cue, that the individual may have some communication differences, such as autism, anxiety, PTSD, or other hearing impairments, or other types of neurodivergent disabilities. And so we even here at the CDRC, we'll receive like phone calls and emails from parents just saying like, hey, you know, my child is attending the university, CDRC, can you help communicate my child's disability, you know, with your local law enforcement on campus, you know. So we've done that in the past, but now having this program here, at least on campus wise, you know what I mean? It just helps, it just relights like that communication. So not just folks as parents, but students and other folks that feel safe.
Okay. And Lieutenant Jackson, how does the Blue Envelope Program help your officers during an encounter with a driver?
All of our officers had training along with some of Arcata Police Department officers on the Blue Envelope Program. So everybody understands how the program works, they understand what the visual cues are. And so when someone has, whether it be one of the items, can be a bracelet, a keychain, their stickers, if someone were to have one on their car, even prior to actually receiving a blue envelope, it would be a visual cue that this person has a specific need on that traffic stop. And so the officer would then respond to that person, ask them, do you have a blue envelope for me? Or I see that you have a blue envelope, you're in the blue envelope program. And so it's an automatic cue for us that this person requires a different communication style or a different need on this traffic stop, whether it be turning the rotating lights to solid red and blue because the rotating lights are a sensory stimulation that makes them unable to respond to the officer in a certain kind of way, or they need an officer to speak slower or to speak louder, or just to understand that they have anxiety that is now increased so the officer can speak to them in the way that they will be able to respond. And it's an amazing program. We're really excited to actually be a part of this program along with all of the other agencies in our region that are on board as well. So
when did
that's basically how it would work on a stop. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When did your department get involved and why?
So our department got involved a few months ago. We started the training, and then we did our first programming on campus with CDRC, and we, collaborating with them is a really big deal for us. We have approximately, I believe, and Cedric can hop in on this one, around 2,000 students that are registered with CDRC. We have a lot of calls for service that involves specifically autism and people being on the spectrum and anxiety. We have a lot of calls for service with people having anxiety attacks, and traffic stops are very dangerous for officers, and they cause a lot of anxiety for the person that is being stopped on a traffic stop. And so anything that helps us do our job better and helps keep that situation calmer and communication more effective for both people that are on that traffic stop is a win for everybody. And I think helping recognize that people with disabilities have different needs, and being able to meet people where they are in those situations is really important for law enforcement.
Well, that's very forward-thinking. My guests are both from Cal Poly Humboldt University. Lieutenant Janelle Jackson is with the campus law enforcement, and Cedric Aaron Jr. is the interim assistant advisor at the campus Disability Resource Center. We're talking about Cal Poly's Blue Envelope program. So, Cedric, what kind of disabilities would you recommend for the Blue Envelope program?
Definitely folks, who have a neurodivergent disability, you know what I mean? Like what Lieutenant Jackson mentioned, like autism, whatnot. Definitely folks who have sensory impairments as well. Again, Lieutenant Jackson spoke to like lighting, you know, even sounds, you know, something that can really cause individual to be overstimulated and just, you know, demonstrate behaviors that may alarm an officer. I also mentioned too, any form of an anxiety disorder, whether it's general anxiety, a panic disorder, or even PTSD. Folks just come with, with different walks of life. So, you know, again, sometimes it's interaction with an authority figure, even with our really student-centered officers on campus, and as well as our community as well. It just helps, it just helps folks, make the interaction a lot more smoother if there is an interaction of some sort. So, those were the main impairments that I would encourage, you know what I mean? But it could just be, it could really be, a lot of different things too. You know, it's not, the program, it's not like, oh, if you don't meet this criteria, you cannot be a part of the program. You know what I mean? It's not monitored in that way, because, the program is voluntary too as well. And it doesn't require any registration at all,
Well, I'm curious about that, because a routine traffic stop by police can cause anxiety in any driver. And as a black man, I've grown up with that kind of anxiety with every traffic stop. But if someone wants to engage in this program, what's the process?
Yeah, so we... So like what Lieutenant Jackson said, it's a collaborative effort between our office and UPD. So we have material here in the program. We have a blue envelope, a big large envelope where students, if they choose, they can put a copy of their insurance registration. You know what I mean? So it's all there in the envelope versus having to get it out of a glove compartment or somewhere else that's not, easily accessible, We have keychains, seatbelt covers, buttons, and bracelets with the blue envelope logo. So, again, it just gives that, like, oh, I see that you're part of the program, you know what I mean? So, again, it gives the officer a visual cue of, like, okay, let me go through this process, So we have all those materials here at both the CDRC as well as UPD, and yeah, folks would just come on in and grab them. Like Lieutenant Jackson mentioned earlier, we had a collaborative programming opportunity a few weeks ago. Myself and Lieutenant Jackson and an officer with our the Arcata Police Department, we did a tabling event right outside of the main big quad here on campus, and very positive program. A lot of folks stopped by and was communicating with us, as learning from about information about the program. A lot of students actually took, you know, some of the materials that I mentioned with the blue envelopes and the keychains and all the other visual cues for the program. So we have them both here, and like Lieutenant Jackson said as well, our neighboring community law enforcement departments are also involved too, just because students also don't live just on campus; they live out in the larger, greater community. You know, so you know they can also utilize you know those materials there as well.
So, Lieutenant, walk me through the process of what happens between a routine traffic stop and a blue envelope traffic stop.
Are you asking me the difference between the two, or just
right?
How does the
officer behave? What's the difference in the behavior in the way the officer engages with the driver based upon a routine traffic stop and a blue envelope traffic stop?
So I think the difference would be based on what the disability of the person with the blue envelope would have. So say someone who is who has a hearing disability, has issues with hearing, the officer would need to speak up to that person or look at that person and understand that the person, like that someone may write in their blue envelope that they give to the officer, I need to look at you or have you, I need to read lips in order to hear or to understand what you're saying better. So an officer would actually be able to do that and understand that that is what that person needs for them to understand what they're saying. Because if an officer just speaks to somebody who has a hearing impairment, they're not going to know that when the person's not responding to them, that there is a reason for that. So someone who can't hear would want the officer to know that and know how to speak to them, whether it be louder or that they're going to look directly at them and see and read their lips while they're speaking. If it's somebody who is neurodivergent and may need extra processing time, an officer, if they ask a question, someone who isn't neurodivergent may be able to respond immediately. Right. But if a person needs extra time to process something, that officer is going to know that they're not answering because they're being defiant or they don't want to answer, that they need more time to process what is being asked of them. Somebody who is neurodivergent or who's on the spectrum may have, remember fidget spinners, those things. So somebody who hands a blue envelope to the officer and they read like the things that they want them to know. Somebody who is fidgeting on a regular traffic stop may make an officer extremely nervous, but they will know that, oh, okay, this person, like if they have something that they can fidget with while the officer is on that call, that is something that they need to do while that's happening. So, and some things may, I mean, obviously an officer can't be safe if someone has their hand shoved in their pockets on a traffic stop, regardless of whether they have a disability or not. That is going to be an issue, but they can talk about it. And there are a lot of different ways that officers can respond to somebody with a disability if they know what that is ahead of time.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left, but I'm interested in other police departments in California have used the Blue Envelope program. Is there some sort of measure of success?
Yes. Yes, there has. And it started in San Diego. It's worked its way up here, Fort Bragg. They started their program in June. Rio Del started theirs in May. And now all of us in Humboldt County, I believe everybody in Humboldt is on board with the Blue Envelope program, and it does. It is absolutely a successful program.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thanks to you both and the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
My guests were Lieutenant Janelle Jackson from the University Police Department at Cal Poly Humboldt and Cedric Aaron Jr. He's the interim assistant advisor at the Campus Disability Resource Center.